Talk from the belly. Talk from the belly.
We got this, bro.
Got this, bruh.
On three, right? Okay.
Good morning.
Good afternoon, KUOW.
You're listening to Radioactive.
I'll buzz you in.
Good morning, America.
Just kidding. Hey, everybody. I'm Katie and Van Loo.
And I'm Antonia Dorn. We are with KUOW's Radioactive Group. Radioactive is a program that teaches teenagers like us how to produce our own radio stories and edit them.
Pretty cool, right? We both did the fall workshop, and now we're back as advanced producers.
Oh, yeah. You can find us online at kuow.org/radioactive or go on Facebook and look up Radioactive Youth Media. There's always a lot of interesting stuff.
Hey, Antonia, speaking of interesting, have you ever heard of code switching?
Yeah, like changing your password.
Not even a little bit. You know how when you're hanging out with your friends and you're talking however you talk with them, then your mom calls you and while you talk to her, you're talking differently? That's code switching.
I know you've seen the Key and Peele commercial where the two guys that are strangers are on the phone around each other trying to avoid problems.
You hear Key talking all normal to his wife.
And it's your birthday.
Great. Unfortunately, the orchestra is already filled up, but they do have seats.
Till a thuggish-looking guy walks out the store.
Me to get them theater tickets right now.
So what it boils down to is changing who you are for a conversation, or like acting like a whole other person around someone.
Exactly, but it can also be switching between different languages, and most of the time you don't even notice until someone points it out to you.
Yeah, like Kamna and her family.
When visiting the U.S. for the first time, Ananya Shankar talks to her cousin Kamna in English because Kamna has been brought up in America, even though both cousins can speak fluent Tamil. Radioactive's Kamna Shastri has more.
It started on the ferry from Bremerton to Seattle.
I've never gone on a ferry before, and now when you're in the middle of the water and you can feel the breeze, and it's really nice.
Ananya was eager to reflect on something she'd never seen before. She'd never seen such bright lights against a darkening blue sky.
In India, normally, we have a power problem, so when you see India from top at night, it just looks black. So for the first ever time, I actually saw a city right in front of my eyes filled with light, and I found that really beautiful.
Wait, so the electricity goes away at night?
We all sleep, so there's no use for having the light or something. That's what the government thinks. The government normally switches off all the lights, so it's like pitch dark.
That's our grandmother. We call her Pati.
But you mean like from far away it won't look like
yeah.
It did here? Okay.
Ananya speaks to our grandmother in Tamil, even though our grandma can speak English too. But when she turns to me, she talks to me in English, even though I can speak Tamil. And because I've noticed this so much, I thought I'd ask her.
Why is it that whenever you talk to Pati, you talk to her in Tamil? But then if you talk to me, you don't, you go to English. Even if I talk to you in Tamil, you talk in English.
You know, I kind of talk to Pati in Tamil because I'm very much used to it. Because even at home, every time she starts a conversation in Tamil, I end up replying in Tamil only. But you have always kind of remembered you growing up in the U.S. and so invariably whatever I think I end up talking to you in English. Even if you talk in Tamil, I can't acknowledge it and talk back in Tamil because I'm just not used to that at all.
Nee maikle pesuche, you put on your American accent. When I talk to you, I put on my slight Indian accent. So
because you kind of adjust to how the people are like around you, right?
I think our change in accents and language is our way of covering the cultural distance between us. For Radioactive, I'm Kamna Shastri.
And I can also change my accent into a very funny Indian-y accent, like, what do you want to do now? Like that.
So there you go. Code switching is also a way to cover the cultural distance between people. So now that you know what it is, can you think of any time that you code switch?
Oh yeah, definitely. All the time, actually. I speak in a certain, more formal way when I'm talking to my bosses or teachers, but I'm someone else around the homies and fam, you know?
Feel it, though. It's weird, because you'd be talking one way to someone, and then when you drop back to however you were talking before, people will just be like, what just happened?
Well, do you ever change it up on people? Do you code switch?
Yeah, but I usually don't do it on purpose. It just happens. Have you ever gotten code-switched on by a whole group, though? Like, as soon as you walk up, they change on you?
I was actually just at my boyfriend's lacrosse game somewhere up north, and my sister, her boyfriend, and I walked over to the bleachers to watch the team warm up, and we noticed no one would sit in the same bleachers as us. They all moved away from us and started talking more quietly and formal, and they were all white. We had a whole set of bleachers to ourselves, so we called it the Islander bench, even though I'm Filipino and that's debatable.
I think I know another Islander who knows exactly how you felt.
Lorenzo Powell is a high school senior. He has lived on Mercer Island for most of his life. Here, the African American population is just over 1%, and he is part of this 1%. He says that it's noticeable how a conversation changes when he walks in on his white friends. But how does it change? Radioactive's Riley Gutman has more.
It always struck me as odd how Lorenzo reacted to race jokes. I had known him for over a year, since meeting him in my drama improv class. After the hour of spontaneous acting, me, him, and another friend would chat after class. Sometimes the third friend would tell a race joke about African Americans, something I never heard him do when Lorenzo wasn't around. Lorenzo would just smile and even add to the joke. I wondered how he felt about a conversation changing because of his race.
I think it's just a comfortability thing. I know people are nice. They want to make sure everybody involved feels comfortable. So I feel like that's a huge part of why the rhetoric changes to a more slang, more urban feel.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that the slang they use changes based off of your ethnicity?
Yes, a lot more N-words used generally when I come into a conversation.
Are these friends aware of how they changed the conversation? His white friend, Reed Fear, says yes.
Every time you're around someone of a different group, you have to be a little more conscious of what you say and make sure not that you're not offending anyone. So in most of the situations I've been in, obviously people do feel a little more, comfortable using some of the slang that Lorenzo was speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
But also, a lot more people try to be more conscious of what they're saying, not to make sure that they're not offending anyone.
I found Lorenzo's reaction to this dynamic odd. I know that I feel uncomfortable when overhearing Jewish jokes. It certainly makes me feel like a standout. But for Lorenzo, on an island that's only 1.3% African American, he's even more noticeable.
Yeah, I feel like I definitely stand out a lot in terms of population. People generally notice me. A couple kids, I remember specifically, I was the moment when they first realized race. And they gave me that look. I've had it a couple times. I've just learned to accept it, and I appreciate it that I could be that moment.
This conversational change is all right with Lorenzo, but it can sometimes pop up in places where it's uncomfortable.
Well, last night at our lacrosse memorial banquet just for the seniors, the juniors were assigned to write poems for some seniors. Me being a senior, and my junior actually wrote a poem. Mm-hmm. He had to write two poems, one for a Caucasian friend and one for me.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up writing about a full stanza of solely racist jokes.
Oh,
whereas
God.
My other friend, who the white friend, who also received a poem, did not have any mentioned ethnicity, so it's just one example where things tend to change.
How'd that make you feel?
As I said before, I'm pretty used to it, so I didn't really care much, but it was slightly uncomfortable because all the parents were there.
So Lorenzo has learned to go along with the conversation when it changes because of his race. Although Lorenzo and Reed are accustomed to this, both agree there's room for improvement in how we talk about race.
We're heading in the right path, obviously, since like the 60s, 70s, back then, things were absolutely horrendous. And we're off heading towards something that is going to be fantastic, probably for our kids and grandchildren, that they're not even going to notice, really, hopefully, a racial barrier at all in any aspect of their life. But I definitely think there's a ton of improvement that we could have in society.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think things are okay as is, but they can definitely get better.
Perhaps our society is growing tolerant enough that this lack of a racial barrier will be reality in a generation or two. But in the meantime, Lorenzo plans to laugh along. For Radioactive, I'm Riley Gutman.
Sometimes that's what you need to do, just laugh it off when people code-switch you in a rude way. But code-switching isn't always a mean thing, right?
Not at all. But sometimes people need to do it in order to make themselves feel more comfortable.
So we can't always be our complete selves around everyone? I know sometimes we have to act a little more adulty or professional, but why do we do this?
I guess it's because when you're around different people or different groups, you show a different side of yourself. I don't think most people feel comfortable being their complete selves all the time.
I'd imagine, then, that code switching isn't just the language you use, like Kamna and Lorenzo. It's probably body language and how you act, too.
Yeah, I know I feel way more comfortable getting turned around my friends than around random people.
Fresh,
ill,
sick,
dope,
mobbing,
YOLO,
bomb,
wag,
sketchy,
slang of the month.
Yeah!
Turnt? The slang of the month is turnt. But, Cadian, what do you mean by turnt?
Turnt is short for turn up, and it just means getting wild or crazy. It's like a verb for having fun.
We're turnt up making a story about code switching.
Yeah, now we just need a song to get us even more turned up.
Hey!
Swat. Swat. Swat.
And turnt to the max.
We out here.
We out ya. I remember when my biology teacher didn't know what ratchet meant, so we told him. Then he started dropping the word on the daily.
I had a biology teacher exactly like that, too.
Some teachers will code switch themselves a little just to make the class like them more, huh? To be dope.
Yep. Speaking of school, though, are you planning on going to college, Antonia?
Of course. I'm trying to make that money.
That's the struggle, though, isn't it? Especially for minorities like us.
It can be, especially if we don't have any money to pay tuition on top of that. Colleges can be a bit prejudiced, too.
But they can be the exact opposite. Some colleges use affirmative action.
I've never heard of that. Can you explain what that is?
According to Wikipedia, affirmative action refers to policies that take factors including race, color, religion, sex, or national origin into consideration. That's in order to benefit an underrepresented group in areas of employment, education, and business. Right now, the Supreme Court is deciding whether or not to ban affirmative action because of a case in Texas. In the case, a woman claimed she was not admitted into college because she was white. Affirmative action was banned in Washington State in 1998.
But the people here still have opinions on it, in which Yafiet Bezabit was able to find and record.
What do you think about affirmative action?
I think that we should base admissions on achievement solely. I think that affirmative action had a lot of virtues in the wake of the civil rights movement, but I think things have been more even now, and for that reason, I think race really shouldn't be a factor.
I think it's a good thing if they bring people into colleges who are of different race because it creates more diversity in the college.
Affirmative action, meaning what is affirmative action?
I mean, I really don't follow stuff like that. I don't really care.
Race shouldn't even be included. I mean, we're bodies, man.
I think affirmative action is a good idea because people need help now and then.
I think it has kind of pluses and minuses. So it's kind of a hard question to say, is it right or is it wrong?
We're bodies, man. Bodies that code switch on purpose or subconsciously, and a lot of the time it has to do with race, but I don't think it's like that all the time.
No, I don't think so either.
But I did learn that code switching is bouncing back and forth between languages, mixing cultural practices, and in turn, this affects how we interact with each other.
So to wrap this up, we'd like to give a special thanks to a few parties. Thanks to Kamna Shastri and Riley Gutman for their stories, and Yafiet Bezabe for the Vox Pop.
And we'd also like to thank our editors, Jenny Asarno and Lila Kataya, for their support and guidance.
And thanks to NPR's Code Switch for inspiring this month's show, and Anne Kane for organizing.
Well, that's all for June's show. We hope we've inspired some of you to pay more attention to code switching. It's actually an interesting thing. Remember, you can find us online at kuow.org/radioactive, or you can look up Radioactive Youth Media on Facebook. Check up on us for more interesting stories. You never know what you'll find.
I'm Katie and Van Lu.
And I'm Antonia Dorn.
Can we put our hands up like the city can't hold us?
Hey. Return to the Mac. Get on what it is, what it does, what it is, what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up, but instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit kid. High five. Oh, yeah. Woo! We all can't copy yet. Glad moonwalking. And this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway.